GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, and today we're diving into the latest developments that are shaping the future of Web3 and blockchain technology. First up, Visa just made a hefty play in the stablecoin world. The financial behemoth settled $7 billion on-chain as of April 29th, and they've quietly doubled their blockchain network. Yes, Visa, the same entity that processes $15 trillion annually in card payments, now moves a significant chunk of that through stablecoins. This isn't some sandbox experiment or a soft pilot. It's happening in the wild, across financial institutions, fintechs, and payment providers who've collectively decided that waiting for bank hours to clear is a relic of the past. Visa's expansion from 4 blockchains to 9 now includes Coinbase's Base, Polygon, Canton Network, Circle's Arc, and Stripe-backed Tempo, alongside Ethereum, Solana, Avalanche, and Stellar. The $7 billion run rate represents a 50% growth from the previous quarter. The message is transparent. Blockchain settlement is no longer the crypto world's secret. It's a payment solution actively transforming financial infrastructures. For developers and builders, this is a clarion call. The demand for stablecoin integration expertise is about to skyrocket. And those who can bridge the old financial world with the new will find themselves in high demand. Now, let's take a turn into the darker side of crypto with a theory that seems almost too wild to be true, yet here we are. April 2026 saw an unparalleled wave of DeFi hacks, totaling a staggering $625 million. That's one new record nobody wanted to set. With 30 separate protocols compromised, North Korea is allegedly behind a whopping 76% of all the stolen value. This isn't just in the realm of speculation. We're seeing consistent patterns. Same admin key vulnerabilities, same lack of time locks exploited across these hits. Vito Rivabella, a developer who's been neck deep in the analysis, suggests North Korea might be running an AI trained specifically to hack DeFi protocols autonomously. Given the pace and precision of the attacks, this theory isn't as far-fetched as it sounds. For those not yet in the trenches of DeFi security, the implications are clear. Security expertise in blockchain is becoming not just an advantage, but a necessity. Job seekers and current developers might consider sharpening their skills in this area, as the demand for robust security practices is bound to increase. And speaking of regions using blockchain technology for good rather than ill, let's talk about South Korea. Shinhan Card, the giant in the credit card space with 28 million users, has officially picked Solana to power their payments infrastructure. This isn't a future ambition. It's happening now. Through a memorandum of understanding with the Solana Foundation signed on April 30th, they've committed to building a full stablecoin payment stack on Solana, and they've already completed 6 proof-of-concept projects. They're not dabbling. They're diving in headfirst. They've explored blockchain-based P2P payments and integrated digital asset payment infrastructures, bringing mainstream adoption into reality. For builders out there, this is a blueprint of what widespread blockchain adoption looks like. If you're in the crypto space looking to make a tangible impact, South Korea's approach underlines the importance of collaboration between traditional financial institutions and blockchain innovators. As countries begin to embrace these technologies, the opportunities for developers to craft solutions that bridge these gaps will only grow. That's a wrap for today. Whether you're exploring stablecoin settlement, innovating in DeFi security, or contributing to mainstream blockchain adoption, there's no shortage of work and innovation ahead. Stay informed, stay sharp, and remember that the future of finance is something we're building together. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.